From Polycast, the official podcast of a Appleton Civilization site at appleton.net. Cut. Snippets of what did not make it into the final episode for episode 10.
And then there's this, right at the beginning, this discussion of the first video game, 1958, Tennis for Two. But there's some contention that there's a 1952 game, OXO, a tic-tac-toe game. But that's for another podcast.
Miog, you, build fire, burn, hurt, Eddie.
Because we can all think of some turn-based games that are not addictive. You know, like... Oh, I'm sorry, there is no game about... My apologies. But there is something that we did get out of this article. Really. We now know the real name of the founder and owner of Civilization Fanatic Center, which I did not know before.
Yes, I did not know that either.
Yeah, now how come they talk to them and not to us? Now, wait a minute. Are we too blue liberal for them?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's not something to be ashamed of, if that's indeed the cause.
I was practicing my enunciation earlier, so that would work. Gold star for me. Shiny. Where?
Wait, that reminds me of Master of Orion.
Hmm.
This game is starting to turn into what it should have been.
I didn't select it also because apparently the release of Civilization IV Warlords is listed as part of the company's 2006 highlights, but it's listed 9th out of 11th. And the titles are not listed alphabetically or chronologically by release dates, so I don't know if that's released, if they listed them according to sales numbers, which ones they liked, or they just drew the names out of a hat.
Well, the first and the second are probably the same. And, well, it makes good sense, because it was an expansion pack. They don't tend to sell huge numbers of copies. And all the games ahead of it are new games, I think.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
And if you have something like Oblivion, which sold like 11 billion copies, of course they're going to get that first.
And Prey, also a big game. Then they have a whole range of sports games. 24. Those are all big games. So that makes sense.
It makes sense to us, at least. I think Dan's brain hurts again.
I'm sorry, I was looking for the shiny news item.
None of
there
that?
There's no shiny.
Oh.
Will it still be shiny after I eat it?
No.
And yeah, that part will probably be cut.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, the only person to come across as a downer in this thread to date I've seen is... But, as with other things, he's probably broken his ability to enjoy Civ ever again. You know, because how he breaks things in the forums.
Us?
The ignore list.
Us?
Oh, I can't believe I had to explain it.
I think it's too much of an in-joke, Dan. Dan, it's too much of an in-joke.
I still blame.
It's a good thing we don't have to pay royalties.
We'd be in trouble. Mr. Rod, I'd like to break out into song at the drop of a hat.
We can sing public domain songs. Happy birthday to...
No. That's not public domain, actually.
Happy birthday isn't public domain?
Nope.
Oh. I thought it was.
There's still rights on it until, I think, 2029.
Oh, man.
You can wiki it.
Okay. Birthday happy... Backwards! Oh, tie-in, really old tie-in. It seems that Wedder is just as conflicted.
What can I say?
Newsflash, Mac and Wedder do not support recycling.
Shame.
Sure I do. Just not Civ unit recycling.
I'm the green co-host. And there's the Senate. Yay.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Hooray!
Okay.
Okay, what else?
Awaiting
are we
instructions.
Done?
What was that, Maggie? What?
I'm just being silly and using computer voices.
Oh, I see. Okay, so who would like to summarize the news?
That always goes. Help me,
news,
help me!
News is very popular. As usual. we had the most interesting discussions. No, no, we didn't. Not with news. Not with news.
I can get the modcast.
You always want... You are very possessive of the modcast.
I'm not being possessive.
If the modcast was a person, you'd be going steady with it right now.
No, I wouldn't. He's pwned himself.
Hey, now, this is a family-friendly show.
I tried to take a drink of water to calm myself, and I almost got water up my nose.
Well, that's what was going on.
That's why I had to drop the headset for a minute.
Well, I can cut out Imran. That'll sit.
Oh, wait.
Know,
wait. Already done.
That won't take very long. Nobody has still called in about our contest to listen to those sounds in Episode 8 to get a lifetime subscription of Upholden Plus. So, if you send me a private message, listeners out there, and you are the first person to correctly guess, you will get, well, let's make it a year subscription to Upholden Plus because, you know, process of elimination. I think we are done.
Woohoo!
So that was just about an hour and 40 minutes here.
Well, I think you can probably cut out about 40 minutes.
Copyright 2007, Upholden Civilization site at upholden.net.